Petersfield's Shine Radio.
My job is used to be running the business day to day. I'm now lucky enough to have a leadership team to do that, so I'm the sort of chairman, including getting involved in the community in various ways. Part of what this whole Alitex Peloton game is all about, really.
And you're hoping to raise £30,000.
We're at 22,500 now. We've got a we're obviously doing the ride next week, and I'm hoping that that will make a big splash, and everyone will nudge their friends and family a bit more, and again we'll raise a bit more. So I'm confident of the 30 grand. In actual fact, I'd like to exceed it.
And how many people are actually involved in the bike ride?
Le Loup does the whole of the Tour de France route exactly 7 days before the professionals. Alitex, we have a group of 28 of us who are doing stages 6 and 7. 20 of them are actually Alitex employees, and then various friends are coming along to, or associates as I say, are coming along to get involved. And we've got some bright green cycling tops, and once we're all decked out, we are going to swamp that peloton. Everyone's jumping on an aeroplane next Wednesday to fly to Lyon. Following day they do 100 miles on a bicycle, finishing Dijon, and the following day do another 100 kilometres again around Dijon, and then come back on the Saturday. I know many of them are very anxious about it, not having done this sort of distance before. Going out as a group is going to be fantastic. There'll be lots of nervous energy, and it'll be all the better because of that.
Can you tell me a little bit about the cause you're raising all this money for?
Le Loup, the fundraising element of a charity called the William Waits Memorial Trust. Some people have heard of the Waits family. They have a construction business, and the current generation had 5 sons, one of which, William, was killed in a sort of guerrilla incident in South America in the late 90s. And so they created this William Waits Memorial Trust. The real focus of the trust is to support numerous small targeted charities around the South, which look after children who are on the, if you like, the outskirts of society. And they raise over £500,000 a year. One down in Southsea, Portsmouth, is called Motivate. From an Alitex point of view, we quite like seeing where the money is actually going. Lift you somewhat, or remind you why you've done it of an evening if someone's talking you through their story and why the money means so much to them. Yeah, as you're going up the Galibier or the Tourmalet and you're thinking, I can't go another meter, it just remembering why you're doing it is actually quite a good motivator, I have to say.
And why does Alitex get involved in this?
I quite enjoy riding, biking, cycling. There's a similarity, I guess, between our involvement in the horticultural world and biking. Both are benefited from nature, being outside. For me, cycling has been my go-to exercise for the last 15, 20 years. I first did Le Loup in 2010. And it struck me that it's something that a few people at Alitex would enjoy to do, would enjoy joining. I suggested it, first of all, back in 2014. And so we've now done it every 2 years. For me, it's just it combines a passion of mine, which is cycling, and a passion of mine, which is Alitex, and brings them together in terms of creating a bit more of that community feel. As a business, we're opening a door that I don't know that they would normally go through. I have to say, there's no downside to it, except, I guess, we've got 5 guys from the factory coming along, and I'm sure the factory manager is a bit, what am I going to do with my... We've got 3 people from the sales team, so there are several days when we're not around. I think something like almost a third of the business is out in France. Just pleasure of being together, and the unbeatable, isn't it? An incredibly good value. You know, we've got a number of people who are doing this for the second time, some who are doing it for the third, one who's doing it for the fourth. It's quite interesting, when they've done it, they always come back thinking, I won't do that again, that was such hard work. And then the memories come through and they end up inevitably doing it again. We have a lot of people now who've shared this journey. And there's something about doing something like this with people you work with is a different dynamic. And, you know, we've got guys, as I say, guys from the sales team, guys from design. We've got our finance manager coming. We've got two people from marketing. We've got five from the shop floor, a couple of people from installation. Mm-hmm. We've got a project manager. Yeah, we've got the whole shebang. But nothing is better than getting on a bike and sharing a sweaty afternoon where you're knackered and you can hardly get through, and just supporting each other. Mm-hmm. It's something special, that's for sure.
So if people want to contribute, how do they do that?
If you go to the Alatex website, there will be a link to our Le Loop fundraising page. I'm actually going out to do a few stages of the tour beforehand. So I go this Friday and I'll be doing stages 1 to 7, being joined by the rest of the team evening of Wednesday next week. Hopefully I won't have completely combusted by that stage. I'll either be absolutely shattered or I'll be a bit fitter.
Fantastic. It sounds like a really good plan, actually, and a really good cause. So good luck with that.
Thank you very much indeed.
Songs that shine forever. I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information, only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.